हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So we're going to continue our glorification of Ayendra Prabhu. And I asked Vaishnav Prabhu to come and Vaishnav has been here a very long time and I'm sure had a lot of opportunity to experience all the nectar of Sri Vrindavan Dham in the association of Ayendra Prabhu. We don't have any priorities or any list. And I also feel there may be many of you that would want to speak and say something. And so feel free if you really want to speak. And we're not like putting anybody in front of anybody else. We just want to continue the glorifications for the benefit of everyone here. And come and let Dhruva Prabhu know who would like to speak, and we can try to make some lists together. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Vansha kalpataru hyasya kripa sindhivevacha patitanang pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namana. Sri Ayendra Prabhu ki. So, as you have heard in the morning session, all senior devotees, sannyasis, they have glorified Ayendra Prabhu, and they have already described all his particular characteristics and about his personalities and all that. So I can speak little, but I can actually, everybody also mentioned the same factor. The Ayendra Prabhu took this responsibility of doing 24-hour kirtan in this temple, and he started single-handedly, and till up to his last breath he was personally heading it and doing it in a very particular and very very good manner. And now this is a real challenge in front of this department, in front of the temple, to fulfill this gap. It is impossible to fill up his presence, but though he is physically not with us now, but actually we can spiritually feel his presence if we can fulfill his desire to continue in the same spirit and try to continue the same standard of 24-hour kirtan. It is a challenging responsibility, and we need a committed person who have real sadhap and real commitment to stay in Braj and take this responsibility. Ahendra Prabhu was not only a good kirtaniya and always the leader of kirtan, Akhand Kirtan department. He was doing in ashram that service which nobody was ready to do. That is the cleaning of the toilet. That I know because we are staying in ashram for a long time. So, you know, always he has a aptitude to clean the toilet bathroom. Personally, he used to go and take the devotees. And not only clean, he'll fix up night and day, fix up and putting tiles, putting fan and all that. Sometimes, and he, many times he used to say us, why now outsiders are coming, the cleaners are coming, cleaning, we devotees, we should clean our things, we should take care of our things. Why we are selling out our devotional service? This cleaning is devotional service, so we are selling out devotional service. Then why for we are here? And so he himself will go and engage his department people also, and if anybody, before long time when new devotees were there to, in cleaning bathroom, and he personally used to go with them and clean bathrooms when there are 3-4 bathrooms. Now only one, still the fix up, putting tile, fan, everything and taking that. And not only cleaning bathrooms and fixing the rooms, first he started with his own department rooms, putting bunker bed and nice facilities for devotees to stay separately, reading facility, sleeping facility and all that. Then he extended it to other rooms too. Very artistically, very with nice design, bunker beds and other, is very good in that way also. And since long time we saw in ashram, he was very loving relation with all the devotees. He has not any, he is not an inimical or something like that. Always very nice, and anytime you ask any help, he's come forward, any question, and he's always very cooperative and very helping and very loving relation with that. And particularly in kirtan, in our temple, we have seen since long time this temple, day by day, our Krishna Varnam temple is becoming more and more famous in Vrindavan. No doubt our deities are very attractive, but one of the major factor of attraction is Ahendra Prabhu and his kirtan. He is really a crowd puller. You go far and wide in India and world also, they will say your evening kirtan, oh, is really something standard. It's very attractive. Everywhere, once anybody attended this evening kirtan before aarti, they will never forget the bliss they will experience here at that time. So, and also, I never seen Ahendra Prabhu do any abhishek. It's a long time. Always in abhishek, his duty used to do abhishek everybody with the deity through his tone, through his holy name and his kirtan. And though in abhishek the center of attraction is deity, but you can see the main focus will be Ahendra Prabhu. The most people will be around him and he will be the center of attraction. And festivals like Janmashtami, Radhashtami, many other days, fasting days, he'll keep fasting very strictly, and especially in Janmashtami and like days like that, Gaur Punyama, and he'll took harmonium, start kirtan from evening to late night continuously for hours together, 6 hours, 7 hours like that. So that much stamina with nirjal fasting, it is not ordinary thing. And so most of the time I also never go to altar for doing avise because I always take benefit of Andhra Prabhu's kirtan. I myself is not a kirtani, but I to enjoy his kirtan. Saying somehow, really when he was Abhishek is going on, his kirtan is in different, he is in different mood. Directly he want to, and just that's Abhishek kirtan. Most all the devotees, they have seen it and they have enjoyed it. So no matter we have, now we don't know how we fulfill this kind of Abhishek time kirtan and evening kirtan and Saturday and Sunday morning kirtan, like all these things. So this is a really big challenge in front of us. Andhra Prabhu sometimes, though hardly used to give class, everybody knows when he starts speaking, then on and on and on. Not only class, if you ask something, personal discussion. He'll put, while he's going, his harmonium on his shoulder, started speaking, then on and on, standing there, and there he will feel bored, but he will not feel bored. He will go on speaking and speaking like that. So he was doing all these kind of things, but always he was in intense mood of bhajan. And that was his private bhajan. Always staying secluded, separately doing his things. And one of the major things, I have seen in many cases when people are about to die, in dying position, they will call Andhra Prabhu. So immediately he will come and will start kirtan. Anybody in dying position, he will attend and do kirtan, help them. But unfortunately, he never accept anybody's service in his position, in his dying condition. He kept it private. Always, this bhajan thing is private. And he departed. He never gave us chance to serve him at that time. He took himself in privately and I don't know, somehow the Krishna trick with us. He took him suddenly without any notice. When we never expected that this thing will happen. I happened to arrive that morning in Vrindavan and Sisi Radha Sam Sundar ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Govnita ki, Sisi Andhra Prabhu ki. So when I arrived, I was coming to have Samadhi Darshan of Prabhupada, 7 o'clock. Then Adikasan Prabhu met me when I was just going. He said, I was talking to somebody, suppose something serious. What is that? Now Andhra Prabhu didn't come for dressing and we are banging and banging, no answer. Well, what? He's really tired, he's sleeping. And then he said, no, we have to do something. Then I called A.K. Singh. Then we went, then Sanasana Prabhu, then we started breaking the door. And then everybody knows what they really tragic. So he tricked us. You know, because anybody in our community about to pass, about to leave his body, and will call Andhra Prabhu, and he'll do final kirtan. But he himself tricked us. There's no chance, we didn't know even. He is in private room, he went in which somehow or other. And so that's why all the devotees who came in contact with Andhra Prabhu in any manner, in any way, they'll never forget appreciating him and remembering him regarding his bhajan, his dealings, his behavior, his whatever activities, all extraordinary, all extraordinary. Though he was dressing something special and something like that, but he was so loving among all the devotees. Anytime we ask for any occasion, Andhra Prabhu for kirtan, he will be agree for kirtan. If you only ask to go out of Braj, he will feel hesitant. But inside Braj, anywhere, anytime you ask, he will agree. Yeah, so easy understanding. And before also many times in temple fixing up, I remember in Mahamana Prabhu's time, he used to come with us to go to Agra when we were purchasing this light chandelier. He sponsored all these 3 + 5 and Prabhupada saw the lights sponsored by him only. I was with him. We went to all the way Faridabad and purchased it. And he collected and paid for all these things. And coloring, painting and anything. he will come forward. Okay, if you ask him, he will come forward and do anything. He will collect separately. And so Ayendra Prabhu was one of the pillar in this ISKCON Vrindavan project, and the devotees who are staying here, they will definitely never forget him, his presence. So it's a big gap. We don't know how we will make up. But as we had morning session, though Ayendra Prabhu physically disappeared, but we can meditate on his activities and beg mercy from him. From spiritual world, definitely he will serve mercy. Or we can pray to Lord that he can incarnate again to continue this 24-hour kirtan and give us spiritual association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vaishnava Prabhu. Now we'd like to call His Grace Bhakta Avatar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak. Ayendra Prabhu Ki Jai. He was a Mahabhagavat. I was actually surprised to find out that they burned his body instead of put him in samadhi. So, because it was his desire. Okay. Thank you. So, when I heard the news, not only being shocked, I was a little bit angry that Krishna would take such a great soul from our midst, because he was one of the absolute strongholds of this Sankirtan movement. I was just speaking with somebody the night before, just glorifying. I know I was saying his kirtans are like purifying the whole creation, and that he was such an important personality in our movement. And then I find out the next morning that he's gone. And I reflected on, well, why would Krishna take such an important personality from us? And then I realized that because he was such a great personality, everybody was relying on him to actually, you know, maintain a high standard of Krishna consciousness, not only for himself, but as an example for others and for purification of the universe. That we kind of, I personally, you know, took his association for granted. And I thought that God, because I always felt, you know, I wanted to take more of Ayendra's association because he's such a deep person. And his knowledge and realization was far beyond anyone I've ever met. I mean, when you hear him speak, you could listen to him for hours. I remember before, like back in the early 2000s, he used to give class here. He'd give like 3-hour classes. And still, you would want more. But he would quit, you know, because, you know, people were getting a little fried. But still, you know, those who really were after the nectar could listen to him for 24 hours. That was the nature of Ananda. He was so full of knowledge and realization, you could listen to him eternally, and still the knowledge would flow out. So full of knowledge. And I'm such an idiot that I didn't take more advantage to spend time with him in his room speaking about Krishna. I thought, you know, well, I had to do this, do that, and the other thing. Now I totally regret it. But getting back to the original point, we were also relying on Iendra. Now he's gone, so we have to actually be much more Krishna conscious ourselves. Not only for our own good, but for the good of the whole universe. Because Iendra was maintaining a very high level of purification for the whole planet and for the whole universe. So we've got to really pull it together and try to come to that same level of potency. We can't individually do it because none of us have the qualification that Iendra had. But by working together, maintaining a strong core group of devotees here in the 24-hour kirtan and all the residents of Vrindavan and Delhi and close by places can come and support the 24-hour kirtan. So we have a lot of talent here. We heard Keshava Prabhu singing tonight. It's reminded me so much of Iendra. I really appreciated it. We have some wonderful kirtaneers here. So we don't have to think, oh, Iendra's gone, so I won't come to Vrindavan. Or, you know, I won't come to the 24-hour kirtan. You know, I used to go every day, 6:30, 6 o'clock or whatever. But now Iendra's gone and won't come. No, I was very happy to see so many people came tonight supporting the kirtan. Please keep it up. We need this kirtan, not only for ourselves and for Vrindavan, but for the whole creation. This is a very powerful program. And we've got to, like, keep it going at a very high level of potency. Okay, I won't take any more time. Well, my son Vrindavan Das was Iendra's main mridanga player. And he and Iendra had a very close relationship psychically. I don't know why, but my son was actually able to play exactly what Iendra wanted. I don't know how, but somehow he knew what he and Iendra were on the same wavelength. And when my son heard, he was very hurt. So that was a great loss for him. It's like losing his other half. So hopefully he will come and, you know, hook into the other 24-hour kirtan singers and hook up with Gopal again. He and Gopal were always playing mridanga together. So it's a great team. So hopefully he'll be back soon. He's in Malaysia. I'm going to try to call him tonight if I can get a phone. I got his phone number from one of the devotees here. So please bless us that we can continue a high level of Krishna consciousness and purify the whole creation even in Iendra's absence. Please keep supporting the 24-hour kirtan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Prabhu. Thank you, Bhakta Avatar Prabhu. Now we'd like to ask Her Grace Nirguna Mataji to speak something.
vanchakalpata kripas evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. There is a saying, constancy yields the gift of rapture. Ayendra Prabhu was evidence of this. His kirtan was the stuff of rapture. There was a singular quality about Ayendra Prabhu's kirtans. Of course, he had created a style and a sound that was original. He had selected very precise rhythms and melodies. He had a well thought out way of coordinating his groups of accompanying singers. And he egged his accompanying percussionists and kartal players to more perfect standards of playing. He even demanded it of them, right there and then in the middle of kirtan. But the underlying or overlying quality of his kirtan was its earnest, selfless, and completely motiveless quality. He was the center of the kirtan, no doubt, but the lack of self-centeredness was always palpable. He was thoroughly absorbed in the singing and only for the love of Naam itself. He also wanted everyone to get it right, exactly like he had, and get it exactly right. He had much courage, vigor, and fire for that. That, I think, was the reason for his intense and even impatient quality, which was also so visible. He has inspired such a legacy already. There are so many young boys who have developed this art by singing in it with Ayendra Prabhu. May his dedication and purity always be their guide. I pray that we will continue to remember his spirit of akinchana and ahituki bhakti, which was by far the most inspiring aspect of his offering kirtan. I did not know him at all, but I think I saw the strength of his soul in kirtan. It was so strong, it could drown out everything else, literally and literally. I thank him for letting me glimpse this. When my mother was ill in February this year, Prabhu came thrice to sing for her, and he was by her side minutes after she had left, an angel come to send her on her way. That was the first time I had some personal contact with him and saw his very kind and sweet side. I took it so much for granted that he would always be there each evening to sing, that I missed so many kirtans, not realizing this would be over so soon. Braj Bhakti or fulfillment is an unmotivated and selfless offering of all of oneself. Ayendra Prabhu's life here was evidence of this, and this is how he will always be remembered and treasured by all of us who were fortunate to have been in his midst for this too short time. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother Nirguna Mataji. Now we would like to ask His Grace Markanda Prabhu to come say something. Markanda Prabhu has been part of the 24-hour kirtan for how many years? 2 or 3 years.
Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunitamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girimat Kripatamaham Vandeshi Gurundina Taranam Vancha Kalpatarubhishcha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanaibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So the... How much time I have? 10 minutes? There was so many emotions in my heart when he left. So many things. First time I was completely shocked. I was completely like overwhelmed. I could not make pictures. I can make pictures, less pictures of his body lying there, but I could not work on a emotional and platform. I was completely disabled. First thing was that I was sleeping and then I hear banging to his door. And he was like this kind of person that you can bang, if he doesn't want to open, he will not open it. He will not open the door. But someone was banging like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, someone is banging. Then I wake up and I'm going out and Arjuna Krishna is already opening the door, opening the door from outside. So I understood something serious. Something must be there inside that he doesn't want to open. So then I try to, you know, find some tools so we can open. Then Sanak Sanatan Prabhu, he came and he was like really fiery. You know, he wanted to open like within 1 second. So he took big pipe, like, you know, steel pipe, and he was banging to the small door. So we took the screen out, this big screen out, and he was banging, and he broke the small door. We went through the small door inside. I also went inside like third person. Adyakeshav went first, then Arjun Krishna, then me. Then from outside, I pushed out this outside door. So the door opened, and then I went there, and he was in the... I didn't see what exactly, in which position he was, because he was already moved. But as you heard him before in the morning, he was paying his obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. He managed to do that. So then I took his arm. Another devotee wanted to take head, so I thought, take another arm. So with 3 or 4 devotees, we took him outside. And then Sanak Sanatan said, he's gone. Then immediately Adyakeshava broke to tears, and then this was the beginning. His face was burnt. And then when I thought, you know, I just want to open my heart. I thought he committed suicide. This was my thought. But this was not the case. This was just burning. His cylinder. If you burn outside cylinder, the fire goes outside. If you is inside cylinder, then it's explosion of the bottle. Bottle was intact. He was trying to light the fire and something happened. Fire came to the door because inside door from inside was completely burned and all the rubber was on the floor. Then the fire came. He had shelf on the left side. Fire came to the above the shelf. You can see the burning there. And what happened actually, how the fire was extinguished, how he managed to come to the lotus feet of Nityananda, this is just beyond. AC, this covering of the AC is completely, you know, not melted, but because the heat, AC was absorbing the heat. So even AC, which is on the other side completely, was quite hot. That time. And I saw him last time, 20 after 9 that night. One devotee, he's playing chords. We call this churchianity because Ayanda Prabhu called this churchianity. So we don't play chords in the Vaishnava traditional way of playing. So I wanted to wash my hands and I was like kind of funny way singing. So I came out here, this door, and I want to wash my hands. And he was going with his big bag to buy bhoga in this, you know, MVT shop. And he stopped, he turned back, he just smiled, and this was the last time I saw him live. This was 2010 after 9. And then when I came back to the room that night, this was after 10, I'm doing 7 to 10 shift. Then I was smelling smoke, I was smelling gas. When I was thinking this, you know, this guy, instead of burning something outside the on the veranda, he burning inside the room. okay, I need to turn AC so this smoke can go out. And I smoked the gas, so let me tie my bottle. I tied Adira's bottle because there are two bottles. There was not even second thought that next room someone is maybe struggling. There was, but sometimes you have this like feeling, you know, so maybe something's going on there. Maybe some like you'll be like suspect something. Nothing was there in my consciousness like that. So this was like his departure. I don't want to comment on that. So many devotees commented that just Krishna took him to intensify our attachment to him, because first is association of the Vaishnavas, then is Sri Guru Parampara, and then is Lord Chaitanya, his associates, and then is Krishna, his associates. So first, what kind of attachment we have for the Vaishnava? Well, for some exalted Vaishnavas or some maybe not so exalted from the social view, then this kind of attachment you will show to Krishna. Because this is Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. Kanishta Adhikari, only Diti, only Krishna, and Vaishnavas is... But if you advance, then you show respect to all devotees. I had his association every day. I always go seeing him on veranda. He was so happy that Dharmaraj Prabhu left his tulsis. He told me once that I'm so happy to see the tulasi, and I'm so happy to do some seva for these tulasis. And the one tulasi was like producing manjaris. He was picking those manjaris and offering to his Thakurjis, to Giriraj and to Shilas, and he was so happy with that. Once he told me his dream, and his dream was like that he was dressing the Radheshyam, and this is his dream, that he was dressing Radheshyam, and then suddenly he realized that there was no flowers. So he's going on the rickshaw, and he's going to the some place where he can buy flowers. And suddenly the rickshaw is transforming to the car, and he's going to buy car to buy flowers. And then then he's coming back with the flowers, and he's almost, you know, 7:15, you know, and the curtain is already, you know, the door is open, curtain, and then and Krishna and Radharani is with the flowers. And then he's seeing that Shyamasundar is like, you know, how to say, moving like this, swinging, yeah. And then he fell to his arms. And there was no longer like deity form or marble. There was person, his body was soft and full of smell, nice smell and everything. And he embraced Shyamasundar. He was telling me, it was only me and him in the room, so he was telling me this dream. Another dream, he told me about Prabhupada. Prabhupada appeared in his dream and he told me, you know, I cannot have even person to clean toilet properly in this project. And the same day, after that night, one Prabhupada disciple came to him. He opened the door and, Prabhupada wants you to clean the toilets. So then he cleaned all the toilets in the Gurukul building. Not only one or two, three, four, all the floors, all the toilets he cleaned, all the bedrooms. He was going on the, like, you know, you have this wall between the bedrooms. He was going on the top and he was cleaning the ceiling and everything, whatever was there to clean. And he got the boils because he didn't have the knowledge about acid. He was using some other stuff, and all these things went to his legs, and he had some boils, something, some infections going on his legs. So he was telling me about this Prabhupada dream. Once he was smashing me like anything, because he didn't like my complaining. I was complaining about this and that, about this person, that person. He didn't like that. If you, there is something to fix, you fix yourself. Don't blame others. Just try to fix. I learned from that I should not, because complaining is Shudra. Shudra is complaining all the time about himself. So when I came one time to him, Prabhu, I'm useless, like piece of stool. And then he said, no, not you, you're below the stool, because stool still can be used, because stool, pig can, hog can eat stool, so you're just below that. You're completely useless, you're just below the stool. He told me. I really appreciate that, because when he was smashing me like that, then he was me putting in proper, you know, proper consciousness. He was telling, you know, the proper thing to the proper person. Maybe someone else would be smashed and completely. Yeah. But for me, this was working. I was able to. One time, this was after 1 month of staying in the 24, I said, it's enough, I'm leaving, I'm going. I said to him, and then he said, what, where you will go? What you will do? He was always me pulling back. I was telling him this few times, I'm, it's enough for me. I almost go. What you will do? The worst day in Vrindavan is much better than any day, the best day somewhere else. So this was his Vrindavan Nishka, attachment to Shiv Vrindavan Dham. Doesn't matter what, don't leave Vrindavan. Maybe not everyone can do it, because so many things are involved. Now I'm free, I can do it. But still, mind was dragging me away from Shiv Vrindavan Dham, from the service, 24-hour kirtan service. So he was very kind, very open. Once I was so, like, you know, mental, I went to his room. So then he opened his book and he was reading for me, 1.5 hours. Only me and him. And he was reading and he was explaining some English words, because he's using, you know, some, you know, very high English words. So he was explaining and he was sometimes laughing, you know, when he was reading his book. So he was giving so much association. I'm just missing that for the last few months I could not come for his kirtans, because I was doing other parts of service. I'm doing 10 to 1 in the morning and 7 to 10 now. So 4 to 7 someone else was doing. So this was like kind of missing point. But I, just like Giridhari said, if you will have 150 years more with Ainda Prabhu, it will be never enough to have his association. So I think I will stop here. I think many devotees have so many things to say about him. But maybe one more thing, because I'm not so emotional person, but still his departure was like melting my heart, and I was crying many times after his departure. So even he can even melt the stones inside the hearts. He's such a powerful personality. Hare Krishna. Ainda Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you, Markanda Prabhu. Vishambar?
Yes.
Vishambar would like to say something. Just for 1 minute, Vishambar, because we have a list, okay? Yeah, so just please say something. Vishambar Prabhu would like to say something about Ainda. Okay, just.
How many times? Okay. Hare Krishna, all guests and devotees, I would like to tell you something about Ainda Prabhu. A few days ago, Alok Prabhuji called me on my phone in the afternoon, and he told me that Ainda Prabhu has passed away. Then, although I feel kind of sad in my heart, because it tears my heart though. Every night I see him in the temple, and then I ask him, Ainda Prabhu Haribol, how are you? And then he tells me, I'm Satchidananda, and that's very funny. So I start laughing all of a sudden, and I like that idea. He comes to the temple every night from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the summer, and from 6 o'clock to 6:30 in the winter, and on every Abhishek as well to do kirtan, and I like his kirtan very much. But although when he has passed away and there's nothing for us that we can do because the soul came out of his body, but the Atma is there, as it is kind of automatically explained in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So, at that time, Kirtan Kripa Prabhu called Tushti Mohan Prabhu, and he gave him the information that Ayanda Prabhu has left. And I was sleeping in my bed, safe and sound, and I don't remember that it happened all of a sudden on the spot, but I informed my father and my mother what happened to Ayanda Prabhu. They told me that he died because of a enormous gas explosion and due to the powerful blast. But although I would like to thank my friend Tushti Mohan Prabhu from MVT, because he is our accountant and secretary on behalf of this and on behalf of Ayanda Prabhu, I would like to thank my friend Tushti Mohan Prabhu because he gave me all of this information on regarding Ayanda Prabhu's death.
Thank you very much, Vishwambar. Now we'd like to call Her Grace Govinda Mataji to come speak a few words, or... What's his name?
No, I can't see it. I can't see it. Haribol, Haribol Prabhu. Thank you. Haribol Prabhuji, and I really, and we all have, I think, lost a great soul. He is irreplaceable. He can never be replaced. About 1 year ago, after he had finished his usual kirtan, he talked to me for about 1 hour. It seems he had all the time in the world talking. And I had a few questions, and when we talked to him together, he was extremely pleased, and I admired him for doing so much tapasya. Even I have heard from quite a few devotees here that nobody has done so much tapasya, perhaps, as Prabhuji has done. He left everything, his country, his own citizenship, became an Indian citizen. But not only Indian, he wanted to be in Vrindavan. Here, where Prabhupada left his body, you know? So, I mean, and then his routine, hard work for every day, continuously, he was a sadhu, or what we call is a sadhu. You know, looking at him, he was a pratik, a symbol for us all. You know, Vaishnavas, I know, people come and go. Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, they say in Bhagavad Gita, right? Great men do things and common men follow. He set us, I think, quite a bit of hard work for us to do also and follow him the right way. Maybe I can sing one or two lines. I think a song, a great Vaishnava, please come back. Please come back. I don't have it, the song with me, so I'll only sing one line. O jaane wali ho sakhi to lot ki aana. ओ जानी वाली हो सकी तो लौट की आना ये धाम ये घाट कहीं भूल जाना धामे घाटे भूलने जाना हो जाने वाले हो सकी तो लौट के आना हो जाने वाले हो सकी तो लौट के आना. I don't have the full song on me, but the gist of this song is, who, the one who has gone from us, from our life forever, please return, please return. If not for ourselves, but look at this dham, Vrindavan dham, you have deserted. Look at these ghats over your Jamuna, you have deserted. They are quieter without you. Please, please, we all beg, at least for themselves' sakes, say, please return and, you know, give us your blessings. Okay, I'm sorry to take your time, but when I saw my son talking, and, you know, so that is good, he can only talk, he has autism, he can only talk only by the blessings of you all. All. Because if you are not so friendly with him, you know, and you let go things on him, he has changed quite a bit in a few years. It's only because of you, Vaishnavas. He could not have changed in America or UK, wherever. He has changed here in the Holy Dham. Holy Dham. He knows the whole Bhagavad Gita, 700 slokas, all by heart. In 1 year, he did it. I hardly can have 50 slokas by heart at this age. He knows 700. Oh. So it's not possible for a person who is autistic. It's only possible if somebody else is helping him. And who is that? You all. So please, please continue. Let go things on him. If he's wrong, please correct him as your younger brother. You know, please, I really beg to you all. And thank you, Iyengar Prabhuji, for giving us such a nice time here in Vrindavan. I've been knowing him for about 10 years now, you know. But this is life. Rati Rati. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Can you please pass the microphone to Govinda Mataji?
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Buddhali Shimada Kapal Krishna Goswami Tinamini Prabhupada Svitya Prakash Svitya Cha Pracharam Kitam Sadhu Bhagavata Daya Tanamah Namo Vishnu Krishna Prashtaya Buddhali Shimada Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Kauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachati Нашатаринай, Ванча Катворовича, Клипати Мулача, Титан, Памане Бьюшна, Тяна Манама. It's so much to say about Iyengar Prabhu, and so many things already been said, and still many things would be said, and still it not will be enough to describe his personality. He was such a vast personality, like so many qualities he was imbibing in himself. I personally just want to touch two things that I observed about him and that impressed me the most. One thing is that I always seen him as a person of a mission. Like, he was so dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's mission through the spreading of holy name. Like, every day, now, lately, it was 6:30, but many years before, he was also chanting in the morning and in different time when he was younger. But lately he was chanting always 6:30, like everyone knows. In the time we were making garlands, so we would observe that even kirtan would be going on all day, but suddenly at 6:30 he would arrive, and with his particular way, like the way he walked, you could see like his light, he had such a purpose in in his life, he was like so strongly motivated in his mission. He would come in and kind of glance at Radha Shyama Sundar, and he would come to Gauranitai, offer obeisances, and then he would come to the Kirtan Manda, and he would sit and pull his harmonium and start chanting, and suddenly the whole atmosphere in the temple would be changed. Suddenly you would actually start hearing Krishna, Krishna coming in your ears, and like something would be changed. It would be always inconceivably happening. And even temple would be full of devotees who would come for the kirtan, especially all visiting people who just come here first time. Suddenly all these people would become one total unit of, like, they would be all together by one desire just to chant. He had this amazing ability to bring people together in this one desire just to chant. It's like everyone was, it's just like he had this ability to bring people together in the service. I really admire this about him. And another point that I want to speak, that I was actually more connected with him as a pujari of Radha Shyama Sundar. And in that connection, I want to say that he was always expecting perfect service for Radha Shyama Sundar. Like every time, lately it was Saturday and Sunday, but before he used to dress more days in a week. But when he would be coming dressed in the titi, there was like certain passion and excitement about him. Like he would come in to the rendezvous to meet with his beloved Lord Radha Shyama Sundar. And he wanted things to be in particular way. Like he requested me to make the garland long that it would touch Radharani's feet. So we were making long garland like this. If you would notice, then garland on Saturday and Sunday would be always longer than other days. And some people sometime would come and ask me, why the garland is so long? Why are you making such a long garland? And it was many years before, actually, when we started. So it was many years before when people were complaining and asking, why are you making such a long garland? So one day I went to Ayendra Prabhu and I said, people complaining that the garland is too long. So he gave me like whole class, 1 hour class, describing how Rupa Goswami is describing that Srimati Radharani, she has actually 3 garlands, one external garland that's touching her feet, and one internal garland, medium size, and there is one smaller garland of like thin and delicate. So since that, we actually started to make 2 garlands. 3 garlands we manage only for the special days, like, you know, the appearance days. But that, and then he said, anyway, she deserved to have the garland until her feet. Why not? So since that, I always feel like very confident when people ask and complain. I would say that Ayendra Prabhu said that she deserved to have the garland until her feet. And he was expecting the garland should be like gorgeous, fresh, and like each time when it's Friday. Now, of course, we have on Friday also long garland because Ananda Prabhu is following in the footsteps of Ayendra Prabhu. But usually on Friday, I would be always more like careful. I have to make sure that I have special flowers, and I would have to climb the champa tree to get the champas and make sure that the garland looks more beautiful and more special. So Ayendra Prabhu would be happy to offer you know, the best possible for the Lordship of Shri Radha Shyama Sundar. Also, like, he would also ask me to pick fresh flowers in the morning for the deity decoration for 7 o'clock darshan. So that would be not always easy, like, you know, 6:30 in the morning, I have to go sometime in the dark, and I would also have to climb the tree to get the special flowers, and then the curtains open, and I would see like 2 beautiful champa in Shyama Sundar's hair, and, you know, 2 flowers in Radharani's hand, and you would just feel this perfection of your life. So I just want to thank Ayendra Prabhu for giving me this chance to serve Radha Shyama Sundar, and always like he's my here along with Mukunda Prabhu, the, like my gurus and heroes in worshiping Shri Radha Shyama Sundar. And last few months, like we had many talks about, we always would talk about how the deities address, the what way he wants, you know, certain decoration. I would always ask him about flower outfits, how he wants. Like we, our connection was always through the service, and we didn't discuss much, like, you know, high topics about Raganuga Bhakti and all. My connection with him was more through serving Srila Prabhupada's mission and through serving Radha Shyama Sundar. And last one, it's like 1 month back, I think we were talking, and he was speaking about how is everything in spiritual world, how the gopis serve Srimati Radharani, and how Srimati Radharani wants to always please Krishna. And I remember I said that, oh, it's so nice there. When you go there, Prabhu, please don't forget about me here. So I hope that he remembers that, and that one day he will call me to assist him in his service in the spiritual world. And again, I can pick flowers and make garlands for Shri Radha Shyama Sundar in perfect way, the most perfect way. Thank you, Ayendra Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Govinda Mataji. Now we'd like to call His Grace Ananta Prabhu. Ananta Prabhu, to come say a couple words about Ayendra Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. चौतान पावन विष्णु नमो नमः। जय अयंद्र प्रभु जी की जय हो। आई जस्ट वांटेड टू से फ्यू थिंग्स अबाउट अयंद्र प्रभु जी। आई वाज वेरी स्मॉल व्हेन आई वाज इन गुरुकुल एंड आई सॉ अयंद्र प्रभु जी एंड ही वाज ही यूज्ड टू कम फ्रॉम द टेंपल। ही यूज्ड टू वेयर एंकल बेल्स एंड वी वुड हियर हिज एंकल बेल्स from the Gurukul when you were small, and some boys, you know, they would shout out Ayendra Gopi, and Ayendra Prabhuji, he would like peek in through, there was like a screen, you know, those things that you roll up, and he'd peek and he would, but his ankle bells would be still ringing, and the boys used to be like Gopi, and Ayendra Prabhuji would be like, shh, don't say it too loud, my God brothers will hear, you know. So what I thought when I heard Ayendra Prabhuji passed away, I just thought that, you know, we used to call him Gopi when we were small, and till now even we used to, like, sometimes, you know, Ayendra Gopi ki jai, you know, after the feast of this Chaturmas. So I thought that he was supposed to dress Radha Shyam Sundar, and he was supposed to wake up, and Mukunda Datta Prabhuji went and woke him up, like, to dress. So maybe in our presence, he's not physically maybe here, but maybe he did come to dress that day, you know. And he's in Golok, somewhere in his Swaroop, where he's dressing Radharani there continuously. And he also said one time in Mayapur, in the installation year, he shouted out really loudly and said, "We are Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's revolutionary Sankirtan movement, you know, people. And this is a big revolution." And he was very strong. He was very clear about this point, you know. And what I wanted to tell is, maybe Ayendra Prabhuji is not in our presence, but many of us, we know, you know, what Ayendra Prabhuji wanted in Kirtan, and if, like, Ayendra Prabhuji was also very focused on Prabhupada's desire of 24-hour Kirtan, and with all the rules and hard regulations, like strict also about, and he was like, if someone's not chanting for some time, you'd say, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, why no one's chanting, you know? So if we continue this Harinam here, then Ayendra Prabhuji is also here with us always, you know? Because this was his seva, and that was his seva from Prabhupada's side. So we'll really miss Ayendra Prabhu for sure, you know? But, and also, I want to, you know, like, tell all my Gurukuli friends, you know, it's time for us to get serious also, and, you know, get on with, because many of Prabhupada disciples, they're going one by one away, and, you know, if we don't get our act together quickly, then, you know, Prabhupada's mission is going to, you know, it's going to be quite difficult to handle it after. Radhe, Radhe.
Thank you, Ananda Prabhu. Now we'd like to ask Her Grace Priyasakhi Mataji to say a few words.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jaya Indra Das Babaji Maharaj Ki. So I know Indra back from 86 when he came to Vrindavan from New York and when he started doing his 24-hour kirtan. He was an old friend from my husband from LA. And my husband used to stay in his room with Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu and Indra. They were together, the three of them. And if he will come and he will tell me all these far out stories about Indra and about Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu, who is another pillar of our Vrindavan community. And when we were, my husband was going to have an operation Saturday, and we call a motor rickshaw to go to the hospital. It was 7:30. And then my husband went out of the house and he went into the rickshaw and I was following. And then the motor rickshaw driver said, I just got a phone call from somebody. He told me Indra is dead. And I said, no, it's not truth. Because another time it happened already, that somebody phoned us and told us Indra had some attack and he died. So I said, no, it's not truth. It's impossible. It's not truth. So anyway, we went to the temple to check and we went upstairs to the Brahmachari ashram and there it was. Keshava Prabhu was singing and Indra's body was in the floor. And yeah, the unbelievable, the unexpected, the thing that nobody will have ever thought about it have happened. He left us. And I got this realization from first time in my life. I actually understand the meaning of Jayanilo Premadana, how the Vaishnavas, when a Vaishnava live, such a great pain that you feel like beating your head in the wall. And it's really like that. It's unbearable. It is actually unbearable, the separation from such a great soul, especially when somebody is so fallen as me and is thinking that we have Indra forever. I can ask him this question another day. I can go to his kirtan another day. My daughter, the last 3 days of his life, I didn't came to any of these last 3 days. My daughter every day was telling me, come to the kirtan, come to the kirtan. And I was saying, no, I will come tomorrow. So when there was no more tomorrow, I just wanted to break my head in the wall. They have spoken a lot today about Indra Prabhu, but there was one thing. There was a controversy if it was a Nam Sankirtan or if it was a Rasa devotee. I think that he is a follower in the footsteps of Prabhupada, but also of Haridas Thakur. He is our Haridas Thakur. He is the Haridas Thakur of ISKCON movement. And Haridas Thakur he was an Amacharya, and a Sudha Bhakta, and a Rupanuga Bhakta. And he was having in his heart Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. And he was having the same thing. So there is no any fight between being Namacharya and being Rupanuga Guru. Anyway, there was another thing they were saying about the women, how Indra was feeling about the women. One day, Atisundari and myself, we were speaking to him, and then we told him, Prabhu, you have changed so much. And he looked at us and says, why? Why I changed so much? And I said, Prabhu, you were so mean before. I says, no, I was never mean. I never have any problem with a woman. They didn't knew me, that's why. They didn't knew me. They were not coming close to me. And then again we told him, no, Prabhu, you changed a lot. I said, and then he said, thanks to your association. He was like so incredibly sweet. He was very hard sometimes, but his heart was really like full of love and compassion and sharing. We had a lot of interaction when I was doing the service of the temporary hospice. Every time somebody was leaving the body, I will call Bhagavad Purana or Gopal Prabhu or anybody who was around. I said, can you get Indra to come quickly? Then one day he came to me and he gave me one CD. And he said, Mataji, don't give this CD to nobody. You just put it to the person who is leaving the body. Don't give to nobody else. And there was all very beautiful pastimes. And like that, he was so caring and so affectionate to everyone. He also, to my husband, he gave some silas one time, and then he said, and this one is for your wife. And it was a Dambantari sila. So we have a little gift from Indra Prabhu, and we can continue remembering him every day by worshiping them. And I hope that he allows me one day to have a drop of attachment, not to Krishna, not to Radharani, not even to the holy name, but to the service of the Vaishnavas that he had. Because he was serving all his boys, he was serving all the devotees by his chanting and by his program and taking such a good care of all of you. Aindra Das Babaji Maharaj Ki, Aindra Gopi Ki.
Thank you, Mataji. Now we'd like to ask His Grace Keshava Prabhu to come say a few words about Indra.
Panjakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha pitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Dayaro Sagaro Edashe Karuna Kori Diya Padachhaya Sharanet Amai Tumara Charana Dhari. I pay my dandavats to Radhe Shyam Sundar, Lalita Vishakha, to Krishna Balaram and Gauranitai Srila Prabhupada, to Aindra Prabhu and his friends, his god brothers, and all the members of 24 Hours Kirtan Mandali and all the people who have gathered over here. like, you know, if I ever had to decide a day which I wanted never to happen, was that very day. Because that we always had a different vision in our mind to see Baba get old with us. And, you know, like someone has to carry his harmonium. And but anyways, like that whole vision is just like, you know, in the morning I came like every Saturday, Sunday, because Varun sometimes he comes, sometimes he doesn't come. And then in the morning there is nobody, and with Gopal and Vrindavan left, and it's like it's my duty to play mridanga for him. And like these few days, like, you know, this morning thing was like I had to do it. And but I was still very inefficient at what I was doing, you know, but still whatever was in me, he accepted it, because I'm not like Vrindavan or any other of these players, because I never learned mridanga or anything, but he accepted whatever I could give to him. And so I was just like coming to this, like to temple, and I always, Saturday, Sunday is like, according to, like, you know, my father always told me, like, Saturday, Sunday is a special day, so you should always like dress up nicely and go to the temple, because a lot of people come, you know, and then the temple should not look like, you know, it's full of just, you know, all ragtag devotees and all, but, you know, anyways. And so I was like, and I came here, you know, and I was all like, and I see Baldev run, and he's asking me that, is Baba sick? And I'm like, what do you mean by, you know? And he's asking me like, no, lot of authorities have run upstairs, like I have seen people run up. And I was like, and he's like, yeah, I think so, he's sick or something. And I'm like, maybe he's very sick, so, you know, people must have gone to meet him. And, you know, he's like, he's always, whenever something happens, people always like, you know, small things, if his kirtan is good, people always are there next to him, always tell something, you know. So I was like, you know, if he's sick, you know, so, you know, I should like take Radha Shyam Sundar's mala and take for him so that he would. And then, but he's like, but Baldev was like, you know, I don't know, something. And I was like, I don't know why I felt, but I felt like I should go up and see him for once. Like, what is it like, you know? So then I came up, and I saw like Adi Keshav and some of the devotees over there. But mainly I remember Adi Keshav standing over there, and he was like all like black and like, you know, like charcoal, like charcoal all over his body. And I was walking very like casually, like I was just walking like I usually come very normally. I never understood the like, you know, we never thought that something like this could come upon us like in a second, you know, in a fraction of a second. We didn't even think that would happen. And then like I come over there, and I see that there are like Arjun Krishna and Marthanda Prabhu and all are there, like they're there. And I'm trying to ask people like what happened, and I can see just people looking inside the room. And I saw like inside the room, and it's all dark and all like, you know, the only black part I could see was the doors. The doors were just black on both the sides, and I was like looking at the doors, but inside was totally dark, so I couldn't see what was inside. But after some time I could see some people move from my right side, and then I saw like somebody, like I just saw like he's lying down over there. And then, you know, what I saw, I pray that, like, you know, all my brothers who were there, you know, means all my brothers who were present with me before in 24 hours kirtan, you know, I hope I feel grateful that they never saw this, you know, because we have always seen that happy face and the chastisement of Ayanda Prabhu. We have never seen something like this, and we never had like strength to see this. And we always talk, like, we always tell things like, oh, the world comes upon us and the world slips from under our foot. We always use words like that. But to realize something like that is, you know, you don't have words for it. Like, seriously, the time when I just saw him, I felt like something very hard hit my head. And I couldn't think properly. I couldn't, like, I was just in the corner. I was just, because I realized the loss, and I was just thinking about everything, every, like, time to time, what were our next schedule, like, with him, every next reaction, like, every next interaction with him was, like, running in my mind, like it was going, in 1 second, I could think so many things at one time. And I was thinking about kirtan and his singing, and then you know, someone make mistake, and like he's singing and then someone making mistakes on the side, and he just looks at that person, and then you know, all this, like, when he comes out, like Brajesh told today, you know, that's his daily thing. He always speaks to Ayanda Prabhu and asks Ayanda Prabhu, how is he doing? And Ayanda Prabhu again and again just tells that I'm supposed to be Sachidananda, but now because I'm in this body, that's why this body gets sick and good at times, which is a very happy thing for him. And some days he laughs, some days he doesn't laugh. All these things, like, you know, and this, like, it just like was like, I could actually feel the word, the whole, everything just crushed me down, you know. And then like slowly, like Varun came and all the people like started coming in. And then I remember one thing very distinct is people brought flowers, and one Prabhuji brought, I mean, people, they were, I don't know who brought, but someone brought that Radharani's headpiece, you know. And I remember any time anybody would give that to Baba, and he used to always put it on his head like that, the same way as the deities used to wear. And I remember that Vishakha Priya Mataji, she was there, and when she saw that garland in his hand, and she took that garland and she put it right like that, like same as that. And I don't know, that made me happy, actually, you know, in a way that, like, you know, he's come to his original position now, you know. And whatever people may say, you know, about him and try to tease him, or, you know, but you know, that's what he always aspired to be, and he's back to his, like, normal. He's gone back like that, you know. And then over here in kirtan, there's like we miss so many things about him. Like when we sit over there for kirtan, and if it's my turn or somebody else's turn, but we are sitting behind. I try to sit close by, because then I don't have to move people away, or he has to tell people to move aside so that, you know, I can sit. So it's like, you know, I try to sit close by, and then, you know, he's like, so when we sit over there, I still remember, I always like look behind again and again to see at this door, to see if he's coming, you know. And either I ask one of the kirtan party people, or I keep looking behind to see if he comes or not. And then, and that I really miss right now, because now it's like now it's so, I don't know, now it's become very, now it's been like confirmed, like he's not going to come, but I hope someday I just look behind and I can just see a vision of him coming, you know, that would be like a memorable day for me, you know. And actually I wrote an offering for him, so I would like to read it, it'll be like really quick. My dear Aindra Baba, thank you for giving me this opportunity to sit beside you and sing. Your trust in me and your chastisements every time when I made mistake to carry my duties. I could always feel that you needed me at times I went to Mumbai for my exams. Baba, you meant everything to me. You are the reason I am in this scene. I came from material headbanging to spiritual headbanging, all because of you. I was into a lot of outside Kirby rock music and all. I was very much into all these things, and I used to go for gigs and headbang over there, and you know, all this, because all lost in Mumbai, you know, it's like, but you know, then I still remember once I had given my iPod to Martanda Prabhuji to give me some Aindra Prabhu's kirtan. That time I had joined, like, and then he went and he checked it, and there were some Led Zeppelin songs in that. And Led Zeppelin is supposed to be a very big band in America. So he saw it and he told Aindra Prabhu, well, you always get us in the corner and big trouble with Aindra Prabhu. But we always enjoy the chastisement. And he chastised me so badly. He was like, what is this thing you are getting gone into and all this, you know? And I'm like, Baba, it's just, I had it, I wanted to delete it. And then he's like, I know what you want to delete. So I'm like, Baba, please, I don't want to listen to all these things. I want to come, like, I enjoy your kirtan more than anything else. So it's like, okay, so he, that time I got really like heavy chastisement. So that's what, I came from material headbanging to spiritual headbanging all because of you. I went to look around at world music before seeing that which was right under my nose. How foolish of me. Sitting here with you made me recall my childhood and Mayapur listening to the kirtans. From the depth of my heart, I thank you for introducing me to Naam Prabhu. You were not what I expected from a Videshi devotee, and that is because I am still in this bodily concept. You know, I always thought that, you know, this Bengali style of singing was only a cup of tea of a Indian person, you know, because it's very difficult to tone your voice according to the tunes, you know. People might understand what I mean to say. But I had seen this, that Baba really perfected this, you know. Like, I have seen many singers, many people who are from America, but they try to sing Bengali style. I don't think so they have perfected as good as Baba, because if I close my eyes, I can picture, like, it's like I can see that it's an Indian devotee, like, you know, it's not some Videshi devotee singing. It's very difficult for Videshi people to twist their tongue and sing this style, but Baba used to do it very easily, because, you know, and he always told me that practice makes everyone perfect. You just keep practicing. So our conversation are memorable, and you told me to chant my rounds and to feel strength of holy name in both kirtan and bhajan. I'm doing as you said. Thank you for all the understanding you gave me about how to do kirtan. What is the value of kirtan? I remember that you said if you want, yeah, this thing, actually, what happened was, this incident happened when we were upstairs in outside his room, and we had one kirtan member. His name was Nityananda. He's still here. He's a Bengali devotee. And it's like he had this aspiration to make CDs, and then I was like, I was, when from the day I came in and we had the first meeting, I was always the translator. So I was translating the Bengali devotees, I was translating the Hindi devotees. So I was his, like, at that was one job that, like, small job that he had given me, like. So I was translating this Bengali, and Ayanaprabhu got really heavy on him and was like, was telling, like, you know, he said, if you want to give a value to the name, to the holy name, then it should be more than, it should be like millions of dollars. Should be really expensive that people cannot buy. Or the best value that you can give to a holy name is to sell, it is to distribute it for free, like Mahaprabhu did. That is the greatest value you can give to the holy names. And so this incident happened, and so I remember that you said that if you want to sell kirtan, then do for millions of dollars and not make it make its value so cheap. But the value you can put for Naam Prabhu is free, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. Your philosophy that you gave so many lectures at different places are always embedded in my heart, in my mind. Thank you very much. Thank you for the two main things I received from you. One is your smile and other is your chastisement. Please always keep your mercy on me and keep me by your side wherever your Gurudev and Krishna wants you to spread the holy name in style. You always here with me on every change of tune and style that I could learn from you. I am your foolish and inefficient servant. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Ayanda Baba ki.
Thank you, Keshava. Now I'd like to call His Grace Panchagoda Prabhu to come say a few words.
I remember when I was vice president back in 94, Andrew would often come to the office, Andrew Prabhu, and whenever he had any concerns, in many ways he was very innocent, very simple, very humble. And we discussed actually his first CD that he did, and we helped to finance that CD to get kirtan spread all over the world. And he very much encouraged me. When I first came to Vrindavan, I just started learning to play a little harmonium, and he said, just keep practicing. Keep practicing, it'll work. And although I had administrative duties, I was always attracted to the chanting and hearing of the holy name. So I would say that, I mean, Andrew would very much enjoy when his godbrothers would sit with him in the kirtan, and he was very, always very enthusiastic. And every year I'd come back and he said, oh, you're improving a little bit. You should keep practicing. So for many years, even after I left my management post and I was in America doing book distribution, but I always remembered the intensity of the kirtan and the devotees chanting and dancing during the festival time. And you had a certain rush, a certain feeling, a certain ecstasy that came about because of that intensity. He had everyone together and everyone was in time, and it would make you just really want to dance and be part of it. And that feeling is you cannot have on a material platform. It's definitely a very transcendental experience. So I thank him very much for encouraging me and encouraging all the devotees to seriously take up this process of chanting the Lord's name. And over the years, I felt closer and closer to that. Actually, when I came this time, just a few days back, he finished his kirtan as he was sitting on the steps there. So I came, we had a nice embrace. I just felt that that warmth and that love. I know he called me when I was in America to discuss with me about a few things here. He was concerned about they're introducing the Tulsi Puja during the kirtan time, and he was very concerned not to break the rhythm of the intensity. It's that, you know, there's a certain mood that's created, and the timing, and all the guests are coming, and so he didn't want to in any way disrupt the flow of the kirtan and the enthusiasm of the devotees. It has a certain momentum. It builds up and builds up. So definitely we'll miss his association, and I hope that devotees will take seriously the yajna. I mean, this is our sacrifice. Imagine in previous ages the amount of austerity that those aspiring to achieve perfection would perform. So this is the, in Kali Yuga, Kali Kaliyara Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. So the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting and dancing, is the purification that will clear our heart, clear our mind, and awaken our love for Krishna. So he's given us a very special taste. And that taste develops more and more, just like a jaundiced person. The more he takes his medicine, that sugar candy, although it tastes bitter during jaundice, becomes sweeter and sweeter, to the point where the nam is everything, the chanting is everything. The Lord's name, he is incarnated in this age of Kali Yuga. Golokir Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. From the spiritual world, the sound vibration has come, and the sincere devotees of the Lord, they're dedicated to propagating this holy name. Satatang Kirtayanto Mangyatantas Chadridavrata. So with great determination and great enthusiasm, he helped to spread the holy name all over the world, all over the universe. He's helped so many devotees, much of the youth. You see many of the younger generation of devotees were a little bit lost and not feeling, you know, that full on surrender. But somehow by coming in the association of Sri Vrindavan Dham and Ayendra Prabhu, their enthusiasm and their determination for the chanting has definitely solidified in their lives and changed their lives. And I feel that even in all over the world, it's amazing how devotees are increasing their bhakti, increasing their love and devotion by the inspiration of Ayendra's preaching and chanting of the holy name. So we have a job, big job ahead of us, to keep the Sankirtan Yajna in the temple room in Sri Vrindavan going 24 hours a day. And we'd appreciate for everyone to stay steady and And those who have any free time, make some free time to come and join this 24-hour kirtan. It's not any one person's responsibility. It's the responsibility of all of us. Srila Prabhupada wanted the 24-hour kirtan to go on. Of course, we have our kirtan scheduled times here and there, but 24 hours a day, it's a sacrifice. So make that sacrifice, come and sit down and join in the kirtan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give his full blessings and make my job easier. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to somehow serve and glorify Sri Yayendra Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you very much, Panchagoda Prabhu. And thank you as well for all your support and kind help in this time of... Now we'd like to ask His Grace Gopal Prabhu to come say a few words.
Vanchakopa Trupyastya Kripa Sindhupya Vacha Patitanam Pavnevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Ayendra Prabhu Ki Jai. First of all, I'd like to apologize to anyone here who I've offended in this assembly. And the second thing is, I'd like to, from the depths of my heart, the greatest gratitude, thank the 24-hour kirtan resident ashram devotees. I cannot imagine what you've been through in the last 72 hours and maintaining your kirtan service. I salute you. Thank you so much. You know who you are, and you know your dedication to the department. Dear Ayendra Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. I love you so much, and I am unable to find the words to express my love. When I first met you in 1989, here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, you were performing Shudanam Samkirtan. I understood at the age of 9 that here is a man that is chanting the holy name from the heart. That memory will always stay with me forever. I am not in a position to properly glorify you. I will save that for a more appropriate time. Officially, I would like to take this opportunity to humbly request the assembly of Vaishnavas to find within their hearts a way of coming forward to support the 24-hour kirtan department and its dedication and commitment to performing Harinam Sankirtan. I will also take this opportunity to request the management, the GBC, the initiating spiritual masters and sannyasis to please seriously consider coming to Sri Vrindavan Dham for a minimum of 6 months a year to support Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir's 24-hour kirtan department. Please bring as many good men as possible. They will be trained in the proficiency of kirtan. Srila Prabhupada had expressed a desire for devotees from all centers around the world to come and at least send one good man to be trained in the holy dham for at least 6 months. I'm begging the international community of devotees to please step up and dedicate their lives to the performance of the Yuga Dharma. We need all the help we can get. We don't need money. We need pure devotees. Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam Eva Kevalam. Kolona Steva Nasteva Nasteva. Gati Anyata. There is no other way. There is no other way in this age. Sriman Ayanger Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you very much, Gopal Prabhu. And I'd like to ask His Holiness Adi Keshava Prabhu to come say a few words.
Vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhu devacha paritanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And I'm really not in the position to say much. I'm still very much stunned. Anyway, just recollecting what the devotees were speaking about this morning, and in the last few years that I've been here, involved in the DD department, so I did have some association and contact with Ayendra Prabhu. And somehow or the other, it was like Mukunda Prabhu mentioned, that as the years are going by, they're getting older. So it was happening quite often that we had to go and wake him up in the morning. And somehow over the years, I've been doing that quite often. By 6:30, it was a pattern. Usually I sit in the pujari room and I chant my rounds around that time. So by 6:30, okay, if he's not here, that means someone, we gotta go knock at his door and just get him up. And I've done that so many times, just go knock there, and then he'll just say thank you, and he said, I'll be there in 10 minutes, and he gets ready and he comes down. So that's, I thought it's just one of those days. So the pujari said that it's 6:30 and Prabhu hasn't come. So somehow I said to the pujari, okay, you go and knock at the door. He's taking a rest. He'll wake up. He just makes some noise, he'll come. So he went up, he knocked a few times, he came down. He said there was no response. So I said, he probably heard you. He's probably, waking up and coming. And then I looked at the clock, it was 6:45. Then I thought, no, this is too late now. We only have half an hour. So I just said to the pujaris, just try and just, get the dressing going, call Mukunda to come. And then I went up there myself. And I was banging at the door. because the door is, it's soundproof, so we really have to bang the door. So I just kept banging the door, and there was no response. And then I just felt cold inside, and I just had this feeling that there's something wrong. And I came down, and I told some devotees that we have to break the door open. He's not answering. The devotees from the night shift came out because I was banging the door so heavily. I mean, they woke up Martanda, Arjun, Krishna, and they were saying, well, he's probably sleeping, and, you know, okay, well, sometimes he's tired. But I was really feeling that there's something wrong. Anyway, Sanak Sanatan came, and with a pipe we were banging at the door, and somehow the little trap door was open, and I guess I was the smallest person there, so he just said to me, just go inside. But as soon as that door opened, it was just, it's like I stepped into another dimension. It was just dark. There was some light coming in from the back window, and I could just see Gaur Nitai, the outline of Gaur Nitai. And everything was black with soot. And I just didn't know what to expect. What am I going to see inside here? So I looked to the right. I thought maybe he usually sits at his computer sometimes. And he wasn't sitting on his chair. And so I just gradually moved forward. But I was calling out, Prabhu, are you there? Can you hear me? And as I came right up to his altar at the Shilas, I just looked to the left, and there he was behind Lord Nityananda paying obeisances. So I thought, he's probably unconscious, and just moved Lord Chaitanya out so I could step there, and I started tapping him. And I said, Prabhu, are you okay? Are you? And anyway, I tried to pick him up, but he was really heavy. So anyway, by then the door, they managed to open the full door and everyone came inside. But like Mother Devi Shakti said this morning, she said, whatever happened in that room was a personal and private thing between Ayendra Prabhu and his deities. Somehow or the other, by providence, I got a little glimpse into that. So we really cannot understand it. I remember one time I went to wake him up in the morning. At least the first time I went, at that time he didn't know me. I was new. And so I went and I was banging at the door. And he opened the door and he looked at me like really piercingly, and he said, to what do I owe this? And I said, Prabhu, you have to come and dress the deities. And he says, oh, okay. Ayendra was just like the most unpredictable. You just don't know, you know, what you're gonna get. One time I went, I banged at the, by then he got to know, okay, Adi Keshav's coming to wake me up. So I knocked at the door, and then he opened the door and he was like, yes, you know, rubbing his eyes. And I said, Prabhu, are you okay? You look really tired. Maybe, you know, you're not well. And he says, no. He says, I was in New York and I just finished dressing Radha Govinda. I'll be down in a few minutes. Yeah. So he was someone just extraordinary. Different, someone not of this world. And so many times I come every morning, it's like my part of my sadhana basically to take photos of the deities at a particular time. And that the day when he dresses, he stands and he checks. And he says to me, before you take any pictures, I just want to see if everything's in place. The Chandrika has to be straight, the effulgences have to be in the middle, everything has to be symmetrical. He'll check it and he'll say, okay, right, now you take a picture. Everything's fine. Very meticulous. Srila Inda Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you, Hare Keshava Guru. Now we'd like to ask His Grace Pancha Pandava Prabhu to come say a few words.
So, I didn't know Ayendra so well, but I've been in India the last 9 years and have developed, for me, what was a special relationship with Ayendra. I think for him I was just, you know, the same as anybody else. But for me it was very special. And there are two things I really won't take too long, but to speak about. Ayendra was so caring, so loving to everybody. Anyone that came to his room, he would give them the time. He would speak to them. That's why he was always so late doing his seva for his deities. Because he cared so much for everybody and anybody. That's the sign of a great Vaishnava. He cared for every living entity. Not just the devotees, but anybody that came, he would speak. You know, he would freely give his time to help, to guide, to, you know, clarify points on philosophy. To the other night he was talking to Prabhuji here, telling him he's got to get his act together, you know. You've got to do it now, you know. And it was like, for him it was like final instructions. It was so sweet, it was so nice, it was so caring. He just wanted to help him. He's a Brajbasi, he was born in Vrindavan. He said, I was just a Malecha from New York. You know, I'm nothing. You're a Brajbasi. He was glorifying him. So Ayendra he cared so much about everybody he met. And all he wanted to do was to help them. So for that, he's beyond the rest of us. Because most of us are too selfish and too caring about ourselves to worry about everybody else. And the other thing I briefly want to mention is, this morning so many people mentioned about Ayendra's offering on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance last Kartik. But what was he saying? What was he really trying to tell us? You know? As soon as I realized they were going to ask him to speak, I knew exactly what he was going to say. I knew he was going to speak because I'd been in his room and we'd been through that section of his book on the computer. You know? So I knew what he was going to speak. And I knew what sort of reaction it was going to cause for certain people, that were, certain devotees that were there. But everything he said, that whole section of his book, what was the purpose? The purpose is to try and remind us what we're actually here for. You know, what are we here for? We're here for what he was doing for 24 years, chanting Hare Krishna. He was trying to remind us that that's actually the purpose of what we're supposed to be doing. Not that, you know, okay, management has to go on, somebody has to manage. But we can't go back to Godhead through management. You know, I was involved in management of Gurukul and of the temple here in Vrindavan. And it's very easy to get just absorbed in your management and you forget, you know, there's a tendency to forget about Krishna and the holy name, and, you know, I've experienced that. So Indra was just trying to remind us all that, no, that's not what's the real importance. The real importance is developing our love for Krishna, chanting the holy name, and only through that, and only through devotional service, Krishna says himself in Bhagavad Gita, you can only understand me through devotional service. Okay, you could say that management is devotional service, and in one way, yes, of course it is. But it's not the priority. The priority has to be chanting the holy name, developing our love for Krishna, developing our attraction for Krishna, hearing about Krishna. Prabhupada says in one class, he talks about developing an attraction for hearing of Krishna. And then he goes on to say, if you come to this temple and you simply take darshan and you go away, then you're simply wasting your time. If you don't hear about Krishna, you're simply wasting your time. So we have to come to the temple to hear about Krishna, to hear the holy names, to hear what Krishna wants us to do. And that was Ayendra's sole desire, was to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and to chant the holy name. And that's what he wants all the rest of us to do. He doesn't want us to be so bogged down in management that we forget Krishna and we forget the holy name. We forget to chant, we forget Harinama, Harinama, so on. No. So it was a wake-up call. Yes, it was very strong and very, you know, some people took offense, some people didn't like it. But it had to be like that. It has to be like that. Otherwise, people won't take any notice. So, I don't know who's involved, but I sincerely hope that his book gets published and distributed. It's not just about, his book isn't just about criticizing the management of ISKCON. His book is about telling us how to follow Srila Prabhupada's process and telling us how we can go back to Godhead. That's what he wanted to give us. He wants to, you know, he wants to help all of us. That's his nature, like I said at the beginning. He cares so much for all of us that he wants all of us to go back to Godhead, to go and join him back in Golok Vrindavan. So I sincerely beg that those that have any control or influence or whatever over the publication of his book, that it goes ahead and it gets distributed. Ayendra Prabhu Das Babaji Maharaj Ki.
Thank you, Prabhu. Now we'd like to ask His Grace Saranga Thakur Prabhu to come say some words.
panchakalpatravascha kripashindabhaya vacha patithanam pavanabhavashnabhava namo namah. So, when I joined this Krishna Valaram in 1998, and New Bhakta Ashram is in Ashram, Brahmacharya Ashram, room number 91, and Ayendra Prabhu has stayed 89, room number 89 is near. So I used to, my service was that 6:30 at morning, means cleaning service, because usually New Bhakta are doing cleaning in temple in that time. So 6:30 I used to clean Prabhupada Samadhi temple. After cleaning, Prabhupada Darshanarati. Then after Darshanarati, I used to serve Charanamrita also there. And that time almost empty in Samadhi temple because everyone coming here for greeting deity darshan. So I used to chant in morning tone loudly in Samadhi temple. One day, Ayendra Prabhu has come and he came and stand behind of me and put his hand on my shoulder and told me, definitely Prabhupada will please to you. And almost so many times he told me, I am waiting when you will join in my 24-hour Kirtan department. So I said, Prabhu, I am doing no other service. And also he blessed me, without your blessings I cannot maybe do that. The 3 years back when he started making bunk bed to all the brahmacharis' room, before 24-hour kirtan where they stray, he already made it before, but after that he planning, okay, I will make all the rooms in bunk bed, then more brahmachari can stay there, because we have few rooms now. Gurukul has took so many rooms from us. Before we had a lot of rooms there, but now it's less room. That's why he thought, okay, I will make this bunk bed. So he called to carpenter from Brajavasi to carpenter. So that took long time, means making 4 beds, they're taking first which room they make start. It's 16 days they took for two carpenters, 16 days they took. So I told Ayendra Prabhu, they're taking a lot of time, and also he's paying almost 3 times than other carpenter, means he's paying to them. So I told him, Prabhu, why are you paying so much to them? He said, it doesn't matter, money doesn't matter, don't worry, but see the work. Then I challenged him, I said, Prabhu, nah, see, I stay 95, room number 95. So I told him, okay, I'll make it in our own carpenter, I'll show you, within 6 or 7 days, I'll complete the room, then you can see. So I started in our own carpenter in room number 91, making bang bed. So within 6 days he completed, and I told him, see, that took 15-16 days for making one room. I did it with our own carpenter is within 6 days. Still he said, okay, doesn't matter. Their brajavas is there. If they get some money, extra money, doesn't matter. So, and all the electrical work he did alone with Martanda Prabhu's help all night. All night he come, we are sleeping, and he come and he is doing work all night for electric fitting everything, like light, fan, everything. So we are so grateful to him. Now we are missing to him. And also his books, I was suggesting him, because it's my services book department, that's why. And also this CD, sometimes he is giving to me, we distribute in our stall. Sometimes we discuss about that, how we can make it more attract cover and this and that, and we can print it in Delhi. Also about his books, he wants to print it in one press called Thompson Press, which is little expensive. So I request him, Prabhu, if you permit me, then I can go to other press and I can get some quotation. Definitely it will be less than Thompson Press. He said, no, I like this Thompson Press work, because I talked to some other devotee also. They said their work is standard, good standard. So I said, okay, let's print. But he was requesting, means he was told me that when print books will come, then you should distribute my books in your in our Krishna Vallam temple also. I said, okay, definitely we'll distribute your books. So I don't know what is the position of books now. So I'll ask to Gopal Prabhu and whoever they involve on that matter, and we'll try to distribute his books also. Hare Krishna. All glories to Indra Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhu. We only have 10 minutes left, so I'm going to ask Damodarastak Prabhu, Mahabhagavat Varun, and Ananta Krishna Prabhu. You wanted to say something together or separate? And Adiras Prabhu, would you like to say something? So,
please don't worry about it. Right now I'm in probable condition. I took prasadam. Okay. I'm very appreciate that Andhra Prabhu accept me for the Kirtan department, because I came first time in 1994 on the Kartik month. And I was doing service for half a year. And it was January, and then 1995, usually from Vrindavan temple group going to Prayag. And I'm really was like to go to Prayag. And I asked management, can I go also? He told, ask Andhra Prabhu. And I came to him and asked about it. And I came with one devotee who can translate to me, because at that time I did not know English. And he, for 2 hours, he explained the glories of Vrindavan Dham. And after that, I thought, my God, I'm so foolish to go to Prayag. And when I came back after 2 years, because in 1995 I went back to Russia and to get new visa. When I came back in 1997, when I came to him, he immediately reminded me, are you going to go to Prayag? I thought, no. I would like to stay here in Vrindavan to do service for the pleasure of Radha Shyam. Because actually his mood is eternal mood. Because he would like to do service for the pleasure of Radha Srimad Sundar. And because many devotees come to his room, ask so many questions, and he spent so much time to encourage devotees to encourage devotees to increase his bhajan. Because we have so much attachment for the material things, and actually he did not have such condition as we have, and he always trying to encourage us to come forward, to give up all our attachment for the completely useless things. And Ananda Prabhu, he always trying to encourage everybody to do Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. That's why he was doing Kirtan so many years here. And before, when he was came, was only in Kirtan department, only two devotees, Ananda Prabhu and Nitai. And they do 24 hours Kirtan. Only two devotees. That's amazing. Yeah. And he told that Nitai was alone playing harmonia, mridanga, and karatals. Alone. Only one devotee. He was playing on three instruments. That's amazing. And he was trying to increase our attachment to the holy name, because without attachment, how we can purify ourselves, how we can attach Krishna? Because only through the holy name we can really recognize our eternal position and come back to Godhead. Andhra Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. I would just like to say a few words, keep it really short. Adi Geshev phoned me yesterday when I was taking darshan of Radhesham, or day before, sorry. And he just told me, Varun, come to Andrew's room now. And he put the phone down. I thought in my mind that I was in trouble. Andrew's going to chastise me. I'm a fallen rascal, and I was just running up the stairs thinking, what's Andrew going to say to me? I got to the landing, and I saw Adi Geshev there. The only thing I could see was him covered in black. I don't know what was going through my mind at that point. I just ran, and He looked really in a state, so I knew something was wrong. I saw Ayanda Prabhu's room was open, the door was open. I approached, and it was very dark in there. And I was looking for Ayanda Prabhu. I was thinking, he's inside somewhere, but I couldn't see him. And this has actually been blocked out of my mind, but Geshev has kindly told me what happened at that point, because I can't remember. He said that, you know, you were looking in the room, you were looking for Ayendra, and then you were saying, where is Ayendra, where is Ayendra? And then, you know, Geshev just turned around to me and said, look, he's there, he's there. I looked on the floor and I just saw Ayendra Baba sitting there, and that was just... something which has given me some solace is something I had with Ayendra Prabhu, a very personal conversation with him during Purushottam Mass. I went to his room, nobody else was there. He was chanting his daily 2 lakh naam, which he was not only doing during Purushottam Mass, but on any other normal day also. He told me that he's chanting 2 lakh naam. If he cannot finish 2 lakh, he will at least do 1 lakh naam every day. So he's sitting on his bhajan seat. He, you know, just recently he put a seat there, and he's sitting on this straw seat in front of Nithai Gold. So I'm, you know, a few days I sat there and I just witnessed how he would chant his rounds, and maybe I could learn something from him. During that time, he said to me that, Varun, if I have to choose between Krishna Leela or Gaur Leela, I choose Gaur Leela. He said, and I said, why, Ayendra Prabhu? He said, because it's more sweet, it's more madhurya. And at this point, he was, you know, beads in the hand, and he was looking at Nithai Gaur. Then he turns to me, and he gives me this really, you know, just this stare in my eyes, and he said, Varun, I'm in Gaur Leela right now, you just don't understand. So for me, that was hearing how he left at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. That gave me some solace in my heart, that at least I know he's there with Nithai Gaur singing and dancing away. No doubt about it. Ayendra Prabhu ki jai.
As long as you people decide, I'll just quickly finish what I have to say. Well, I wanted to share a few memories with Ayendra Prabhu, but because we don't have so much time. When I first joined Kirtan Party, I stayed there for 1 or 2 months. Then I decided to move out because of doing the night shifts, I wasn't getting so much time to read or practice mridanga. I was thinking to learn mridanga that time. So I asked for his permission to move out of the ashram. He said, why do you want to move out? I said, I don't get any time to read. He said, you armchair philosopher. And that's how he started calling me, you know, armchair philosopher, every time he saw me, ever since I moved out. So, how is your armchair philosophy going on? And I remember when Narsingha Mataji was about to leave her body, he was called to do kirtans there. So, he went there. But he didn't do kirtan that day because, I don't know, what was the reason we went there? Me, Nakul, and 2 or 3 other Gurukul boys. And he said, he told Narsingha Mataji, I've got some important work to do. You don't die before I come. Then a very, really funny memory that I have with Ayendra Prabhu. When Vrindavan, your son, when you people installed Gaur Nithai at your place, we went to do kirtans there. So Bibi Govinda Maharaj was coming back with his entourage from your house, Dhruva Prabhu's house. And we were on the rickshaw, I was sitting next to Ayendra Prabhu. And because Ayendra Prabhu was not so much into, you know, Western instruments, using saxophones and all, he loudly called out, Maharaj, get rid of sex desire. Then he replied, He replied, don't say it too loud, because that's the only kind of sex allowed in ISKCON. So he cracked out laughing. He had a beautiful laugh. He had a beautiful smile. So, and one more memory that I have, I would like to share. There are many out of them. Once, me and Greg were on 1-4 night shift, and Greg used to miss it every now and then, so I thought maybe I should take rest today. So, I just kind of started telling myself, I have fever. And I just went and slept. So, it happened like not 2 or 3 days in a row, but sometimes I skipped, sometimes Greg skipped. So, this particular day I told Greg, well, I've got fever, so I have to take rest. And he said, okay, that's fine, I'll manage. And he went and complained to Ayendra Prabhu. So, the room you used to stay in, I was in that room. The bunk you used to sleep on, that was the bunk I used to use. And I was sleeping and somebody came in and turned the lights on and I saw it's Ayendra Prabhu. Oh, I was like, oh no. No, he's going to sauce me out. And he said, hurry ball. And I kind of pretended that I'm really sleepy and tired and I'm, oh yeah. Hey, hurry ball, wake up. I said, oh yeah, Prabhuji. He said, why are you sleeping? Why didn't you go to your shift? He said, and so I said, you know, Prabhu, I've got fever, you know. He said, then take a pill and go to your service. Then he gave that, you know, 1 hour lecture he's famous for. And he made me wake up right there, and then he gave a Dynaford. That's his favorite pill, I guess. He uses it for everything, you know, headache or fever or whatever. Dynaford. So he gave me the Dynaford. I didn't take it. I just kept it in my pocket because I didn't really have any fever. So I took my bath. And I came for the shift. And finally. That year, it was Gaur Purnima time. And just before Gaur Purnima, he used to go for Mayapur festival. And so evenings, his kirtan wasn't happening. And we used to miss it, you know, some other singers would come, sometimes Govinda, sometimes somebody else. So, it felt, I mean, I'm kind of telling myself, just like I told myself that I have fever, I'm trying to tell myself that he's gone somewhere else, and he'll come back. He's gone for a tour and he'll come back to do his 6:30 kirtans. I'm gonna miss sitting in your room late at night. I'm gonna miss your beautiful winking you did while saying something humorous. Prasad cooked by you, your scolding. In the morning, Prabhuji read Loknath Maharaj's offering for Ayendra Prabhu. And Ayendra Prabhu, Loknath Maharaj expressed his hope. He said, sometime, somewhere we'll meet again. But in my case, I can't even hope that, because it takes to become a pure devotee, to go back home, back to Godhead. And with the anarthas and material desires I have, it kind of seems impossible. It's only because of you, Ayendra Prabhu, that I'm in ISKCON. it's only because of you that I develop some taste for sitting in the kirtans. I feel like an orphan today. When people in my family passed away, I never cried, but it's for the first time that I have cried. Your passing away was glorious. When I first heard that he has, you know, there was a blast of gas bottle because of which he died, when I was in my office, my brother called me up that, you know, you got to come out. There's a death of a devotee we have to go for. And I was like, you know, if I don't know him, why would I, you know, go? It's like, I have to work. He said, well, you have to come out. Then I thought maybe it's somebody in my family who has passed away. He said, did someone pass away in our family? He said, no, you got to trust me. It's nobody in our family. Then I kind of started insisting because I was thinking of 10 different people at one time. If it's him. But I didn't think about Ayendra Prabhu. First time when I heard his kirtan, from that day I kind of developed that fear. You know, one day I might have to live without this kirtan. But the more time I spent with Ayendra Prabhu, that fear kind of erased. But that day it was a shock. So, as Mahanadi Maharaj was telling us in the morning, I'll conclude very quickly. If we want to see Ayendra Prabhu again, if we want to associate with him, the only way is we become pure devotees also. So let's, as Ayendra Prabhu used to say, let's make sure. I mean, I want to make sure. I want to do everything perfectly. So let's make sure. And I pray to Ayendra Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and Radha Shyam Sundar to give me one more chance to be with him, and I'll try to do better. I'll not miss my shifts. Hare Krishna.
Chakal Tarubai Sakripa Sindhubai Yavcha Patita Naam Pavne Bhivish Ayendra Prabhu Ki Jai. So I would like to mention this small incident of this 14th of July, how Ayendra Prabhu wants to teach me that to take up the responsibility on Kirtan Pari, because all the time I was spaced out guy, just as conditioned soul. So just like in the evening Kirtan, he came and I decided that I have to do chorus with him. I won't play kirtan at all. I just rejected, I won't play kirtan, it's my ego too high. And just he came and sat there. I was like looking around. And then he started kirtan. And at the same moment he told me, where's your kirtan nonsense? Where's your kirtan nonsense? Then I said, sorry, I just said, like, this kirtan stolen, all kirtans broken, somebody stealing the kirtans from kirtan party. So you have to buy the kirtan. And then I was feeling very bad. Yeah, I was full of egoistic, so high. And then next day, just afternoon, I met him. I was just apologizing. I'm sorry, Ayendra Prabhu. I'm not responsible. Just buy. He told me that you have to be responsible, at least you. You have to be responsible on the kirtan party, at least on your shift. Take care of kirtals in Mardanga and be real on Nam Sankirtan movement. So actually, he really taught me the meaning of Nam Sankirtan. Inject a real taste of the holy name in my heart. So I can feel like how he told me that I was always spaced out on kirtans. So I understood that I have to be actually spaced in. So now, after the last kirtan, 16th of July, I've been upstairs with him around 7:15. Then he said, "Don't worry, don't get on your case. If I'm heavy on you, don't worry, because I love you. I love you very much." That was just, he was getting into his door. That was my last meeting with him. So I love you, you're sincere, and don't worry about if I'm heavy on you. Don't feel bad. And just like, thank you very much, Aindra Prabhu. Aindra Baba Ki Jai.
I'm going to be really short, but just got two major memories of Aindra Prabhu. One was when I was small. Basic memory is I'm terrified of him. Because when I was small, you know, a small kid, you know, he'd be wrapped up and he had the beard, and he'd have that excited look, which then I thought was really scary. Just extremely scary. Of course, later on you learn that, you know, it's actually a very nice look. I like that look. Second major memory is, remember, so I think it was Ram Navami, Kesha was there, we were sitting in there, and Baba was just standing, well, not standing, he was here in front of Radhesham, and he was pretty much like bouncing with happiness, just chanting and bouncing and looking at Radhesham, and it was just joy on his face, that's all, and that's all he wanted, Radhesham and his chanting. It's pretty simple for him. And he was so happy, and he was as close as you could get to bouncing. Just, it was really nice. That's it.
This will be the last offering for the evening.
I didn't have much personal association with Aindra Prabhu. But whenever I looked at him, I just saw him as a great personality, and I always wish that I could have some company. But I guess I took him for granted. And I actually realized that I dressed deities in my ashram, and I was going to take prasadam when I saw something was happening in the Brahmachari ashram. And when I ran over there and I saw that what had happened, I actually just realized how much of a great loss it was. And, you know, it's like person, you know, I had something, but, you know, I never really went there and took advantage of. So I still remember when I first sang Damodar Ashtakam for the deities, I was really nervous. But then Aindra Prabhu came over and he was offering the lamp. And when he just looked back at me and he smiled, and all my nervousness just somehow disappeared. I felt so light. I felt that now it's perfect because he's confirmed it. And then later on, he told me some places where what should I do and how should I do it. I felt very nice that, yes, you know, there's someone who's looking over all of us. So all I can say is thank you very much. And I always remember him, and I would always say that we should always try to take advantage of all the association we can get from the Vaishnavas that are still present so that we don't repent in future.
Thank you, Prabhupada and Mataji, for your...
I met Aindra Prabhu in August when I came to India. I just want to say how nice he was to me. I really didn't have any kirtan experience, but Amal, he took me up. He said, "I'll let you meet him." And he said, "Okay, if you can play kartals, follow the mardanga, matanda, he played the mridanga for me, and I was following him with the kartals. So I played the three tall, that was okay. I played the double beat, that was okay. Then he went to like 6/8, so I totally lost that. But he was like, okay, you'll learn. So he said, you can stay in the ashram. I talked to the temple president, and he got me in. So from really like August to December, I was with the kirtan party, you know, just learning everything from Ayendra Prabhu. During that time, we had, and he just took to me for some reason. I mean, he was just, you know, so nice to me. And then I remember when he gave that lecture on his book, and he was like kind of chastised about his book and, you know, the stuff he said during that offering. He was like, you know, he really wanted to stay in Vrindavan, but at the same time, he wanted to publish his book. And he was like, what do you think I should do? Asking me, like I really have some good opinion, you know. But he was like, you know, what do you think I should do? And I was like, well, do you really want to publish your book? And he was like, yes. I said, well, then I think you should, you know, publish it regardless, and you know, because you can take your kirtan to any place and your people are going to follow you because of your kirtan. And he was like, well, I really am very attached to Radhasham Sundar. So he said he wasn't going to publish his book because he really wanted to stay here and serve the Holy Dham. So I thought, you know, that was kind of special. At the same time, I really didn't give him the respect that most of the kirtan party they gave him, as far as like when they see Ayendra, they really worshiped him. You know, they bow down like he's, you know, a sannyasi, which I wasn't to that level to bow down to him. I mean, I offer my respects, you know, my head, bow my head, but not really offer my dandavats. So I kind of regret that now, because like most of the time when people pass from this earth, you know, you think like where do they go? Like regular people, not devotees, but regular people, you think, okay, well, maybe they ended up on this planet, you know, or, you know, maybe they're a tree or insect or whatever. Even devotees, when they pass away, we sometimes doubt where they've gone. You know, we think like, okay, well, I know this devotee, he wasn't maybe chanting like 16 rounds, or he wasn't, you know, completely following all the rules. So maybe he's a human being this life, and maybe the next life he'll, you know, get to go Gokul or go Vrindavan. You know, so we have those doubts. The mind is just always kind of doubting. But with Ayendra, I first heard about it when I was in Mayapur. Actually, I had just came from Puri, and I was supposed to come straight back here, because I would have rather have come back here knowing this, you know, circumstances now. I would have wanted to be here. Like Kachip said, you know, he don't think the devotees should have seen this, but I think that's like a really big moment. I would have wanted to be here, because at that moment, you're going to always know where you were when Ayendra, or when you got the news that Ayendra passed away. Like when O.J. Simpson, for example, you know, when he got the verdict on if he was guilty or not guilty, you're probably going to always remember where you were at that moment. So you're going to always remember where you were when you got the information that Ayendra had left his body. I was in Mayapur. They had gave the announcement in Bhagavatam class, but I didn't go. Something else I had to do. But after prasad, I was going to the temple room to finish chanting, and a devotee, the African devotee from Nigeria, he plays the trumpet. Not Sastra, he plays the trumpet. He was here in Vrindavan. Yeah, Narahari. He said, you know, Ayendra left his body, and I jumped back, and I was like, you know, in shock. You know, I couldn't believe that he left his body. But, you know, sort of, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, okay, when he left his body, no details was given. I'm just thinking, you know, he left his body, you know, peacefully. Or, you know, like you were saying that he comes to the door sometime rubbing his eyes, yes. You know, so I'm thinking like, okay, maybe he was kind of sick, because sometimes he comes to the door like he kind of sluggish a little bit from, you know, staying up all night. So I'm thinking maybe he had some type of illness, you know, that no one knew about. And so the whole way back from Mayapur, because I was on my way back to Mayapur, I mean to Vrindavan that same day, Saturday evening, on a long train. So the whole ride I'm here, coming to Vrindavan, I'm thinking that, he just kind of passed away. And then when I came to, I got here maybe like 9:30 Saturday night. And I went to Govinda's because everything was closed. I hadn't taken prasad all day being on the train. And I ran into the devotee right there. And he was telling me, you know how he left his body? And I was like, no, what happened? He told me about the fire. So I was, again, more shocked. It was just like, just double shocked. So when he was telling me that, I just, couldn't believe. But at the same time, I'm thinking like, oh, fire, you're thinking something bad, maybe something karma. Some bad karma or something like that. But then at the same time, we're here. If you chant just maybe one round of the Hare Krishna Nam sincerely, you'll go back to Godhead. But we still doubt. But in my mind, with Indra, and my mind doubts a lot of people when they pass away, I kind of doubt that they're going to Gokula. Seriously, I mean, it's just the way the mind works. You have to beat it with a shoe. But with Indra Prabhu, I really, in my heart, believe that he went back to Gokula, because number one, he died in the Dham. He's chanted in the Dham for 20 plus years. That same day he did, Kirtan in front of the deities. And then when I heard that he passed away holding his deities, paying obeisances to his deities' foot, it's no way that he couldn't have gone back to the spiritual world with Krishna and Radha. So this is the first time that I can really confidently say that I believe that this devotee went back to the spiritual world with Radha and Krishna. So, Indra Prabhu Aki Jai, Haribo.
Just like to thank all the Prabhus and Matajis for your beautiful remembrances. And also let you know that we have some wonderful remembrances that we got offline from different senior Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, that we'll make available for viewing at the information center. So otherwise you can check online as well from different sannyasis and stuff like that. Thank you very much. Ayendra Prabhu Ki Jai. The only thing that I would like to say is that for me, I think what is important is not how the details of how he left. It's more that what's important is that he has left, and that we should carry on the mission of what he was trying to establish and beat into our thick brains for 24 years. And I think we're just kind of getting it now, unfortunately, after he's left. But anyways, so that's what I think is very important, is not all these details of how and this and that and bomb and fire and all this stuff. The most important thing is when he was here and now he's not here. So that's all I would have to say. And I love him and I'll always love him, and for me, he's maybe gone physically, but I think the connection is more deep than that, so I'm very grateful for that. And Jai Indra Prabhu Ki.
Dashe koruna kore oye Vaishna oye Vaishna bata koro dhayaro shagoro e dashe koruna Diya Pada. কৃষ্ণ দেতে পারো তোমার শকতে আছে কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার আর কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শকতি আছে
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলে আমি তো পাছে পাছে দাই তব পাছে আর কৃষ্ণ দানা পাইবার আসে কৃষ্ণ দানা দাই তব পাছে পাছে দাই তব পাছে বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় ইন্দ্র প্রভু জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর ইন্দ্র প্রভু জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর
প্রভু কি শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি সমবেত গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নিতাই গৌর সীতানাথ প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি জয় জয় শ্রী রাধে সা